Good morning, everyone. It is the 35th Lord's Day, and today we begin the section on the Ten Commandments. I'll pray. We'll get right into it. Father, we thank you. Thank you for life and for eternal life and for the Holy Spirit and for Jesus and the forgiveness that's found in him. We worship you. We give you thanks for all good things. We ask for you to protect us and guard us and guide us and keep us in your will according to your purpose and promise. It's in Christ we pray. Amen. All right, lessons 35 through 45. Of the Catechism, we'll be on the Ten Commandments. And today we begin with the 35th Lord's Day. Question 98, what is the law of God? Answer, the Decalogue or the Ten Commandments. All right, so now the word law is used in some different ways in Scripture. For our purposes, it's just referencing and referring to the moral law of God, the Ten Commandments, which summarize God's law that's written on our conscience, but because we're natural-born sinners, we suppress the truth of what's right. We embrace lies rather than the truth. We embrace wickedness rather than holiness, and so on. What is the law of God? Ten Commandments summarizes the moral purity of God's character. That's what the law does. Question 99, how are these commandments divided? Into two tables or into two tablets. The first has four commandments teaching us what our relation to God should be. So commandments 1 through 4. And the second table or the second tablet has six commandments teaching us what we owe our neighbor. And if you have heard before, the two greatest commands of God, the first and greatest command is to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, with putting it in my own words, which means to love God as God, not to love creatures as God, to love God above all things, to love God with all that we are, and to love God in all of life, to love God as God should be loved, as an infinite and perfect being. And the second commandment is love your neighbor as yourself. The first four commandments of the Ten Commandments summarize or give some more detail to, rather, the first commandment to love God, and then the second six commandments give more detail to what it means to love our neighbor as ourselves. Question 100, what is the preface to the Ten Commandments? Exodus 20, verse 2, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. Question 101, what do we learn from that preface? Well, we learn three things. First, he shows to whom the right of all rule belongs, that is, to God himself, for he says, I am the Lord. So that's number one. Who are these commandments coming from? Who is this law, this moral law of commandments coming from? The Lord. He has rights over all things, rights over all people. Secondly, what do we learn from the preface? Saying, your God, he says he is the God of his people, that through the promise of his bountifulness he might encourage them to obey him. So God chose Israel, based on his promise in the past to Abraham, chose them, set them apart as his people, as his nation in the world. He is the God of his people. Thirdly, he said, so thirdly, remember, things we learned from that preface, I'm the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. The third thing we learned from that preface, thirdly, he says, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, as if he should say, I'm the one who made myself known to you and bestowed all those blessings upon you. Therefore, you are bound to show thankfulness and obedience to me, unto me. He is their Savior. He's their Redeemer. He's the one who took them out of Egypt. He's the one who took the initiative. He came to Israel. He made himself known. He brought them into a relationship with himself. He gave them good things. They should be thankful, and they should desire to obey the Lord their God. Question 35. Let's make sure we're on the right track here. Yeah, that was the bottom of that page. 102, do these things belong to us? Yes, because they figuratively include and imply all the deliverances of the church. And further, this was also a type of our wonderful deliverance achieved by Christ. All right, so do the blessings of redemption, of being God's chosen people, belong to us, that we should be grateful, that we should obey God? Yes, because they do refer to the deliverances of God and the way that applies to us, Him delivering us from sin, Him delivering us from the curse of death. We should be grateful to God and should strive to obey Him. All right, now, if it seemed like I was rushing, I was a little bit because I wanted to get to the first commandment. That's all background, and that's very, very important, how we see the law of God and you know, what it is. It's summarizing God's commandments, His requirements upon His people. And I beg you, please, don't take this out of context of the whole catechism or out of the context of the Bible, where we are not saved by our obedience to the law. We're saved by faith in Christ. Christ obeyed God's law. Christ was righteous. Christ was holy. And His righteousness is given to us. It's credited to our account, or it's imputed to us. It's given to us so that we could stand before God as righteous and holy and blameless. That's how we're saved, by the righteousness of Christ received by faith. But God's commandments are important so we learn how He wants us to live and what it means to live for Him. All right, question 103, what is the first commandment? You shall have no other gods before me. You shall have no other gods before me. Worship God and God alone. In other words, worship God and God alone. Question 104, what does the Lord require in the first commandment? Each commandment has a requirement. That I, not wanting to endanger my very salvation, avoid and shun all idolatry, magic, superstitious rites, and prayers to saints or other creatures. Anything else in the place of God is idolatry. And we only approach God as God. We don't approach other things as if they are God, as if they have supernatural power. That I sincerely acknowledge the one true God, trust Him alone, look to Him for every good thing, humbly and patiently, love Him, fear Him, honor Him with all my heart. In short, that I give up anything rather than go against His will in any way. Putting in everyday language, to put God first, to submit to God as the authority over me, as the authority in my life, as the authority over all things. The complete surrender to God. You are my God. You alone I worship. You alone I love as God and seek to honor and obey. I have no other gods before Him. 105, what is idolatry? Right, so it's the opposite. So the requirement is to love God as God alone. He's our only God. And the opposite of that is what's forbidden. Each law has something that's required, something that's forbidden. Here it's idolatry. That's the way the commandment is stated. Having or inventing something in which one trusts in place of or alongside of, those are the two key phrases here, something in the place of or alongside of the only true God who has revealed Himself in His Word. So any substitute for God or co-God. And commit to heart is Exodus 20, 2 and 3. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. Father, we pray that you would work in our heart a mighty work of your Spirit. Cultivate within us a love for you, a sense of worship for you, a sense of gratitude and awe at the great salvation that you've given us in Jesus Christ. It's in His name we pray. Amen. Well, God bless you. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you tomorrow for Confession of Faith, week 35, and I'll see you next week for Lord's Day 36. You can see it here, the second commandment. God bless you. Talk to you soon.